Today's kick butt steak.
Today is it. So maybe something just a little bit crabby, but that's for a good thing.
Right. A lot of, you know, a lot of people are trying to quit smoking. About 1 in 5 adults in the UP smoke, and most of them try quitting. Unfortunately, several times they try quitting. It's very addicting, and you talk about being grumpy. You know, that's one of the signs of withdrawal, and when you lose a basketball game at night, the rule is smoke them if you got them. So, yeah. But you know, the problem is you know, smoking. A lot of people like the benefits of smoking, but the consequences are devastating to smokers and their families.
Well, and it's getting harder and harder to actually be able to smoke with the legislation that's been passed with restaurants and bars and everything else. It's almost to the point, well, what the hey, might as well just quit.
Well, there's a lot of reasons to quit. I think most people quit for a couple of reasons. Number one is the health reasons. Doctors talk about a 30-pack year history. So if you smoke a pack a day for 30 years, that's when the health consequences start showing up. If you're a 2-pack a day smoker, that could happen as soon as 15 years. And so nobody likes to think in the back of their mind when they have a cough or a hack, oh, is that lung cancer? I mean, you just don't want to go through life like that. So people quit for health reasons. Number two, it's a very expensive habit. If you smoke a pack a day over 20 years, that's $40,000. So that's a nice pickup with all the trimming.
Drop that back. Say that again.
If you smoke a pack a day, it's over 20 years, it's $40,000 that you spend on a habit that's not so good for your health. So I hear silence here.
No, it's just interesting.
I mean, those are numbers you just don't think of adding up.
Right. You know, people who smoke for the moment. You know, they don't think of the consequences, or they don't think about the money slipping through their pockets. They just try to get through the day.
Well, that may not be totally true, because like you said, I mean, most people who are smokers know they should quit.
Right.
There's going to be the stagnant few out there that are like, you know, come hell or high water, you can't, you know, take this away from me and whatever. I mean, that's the individual's right to do something like that. But I would say most people, George, if they given the chance, they would have never picked them up in the first place.
You know, that's the insidious problem with cigarettes. It takes very few to become hooked. You know, that's the problem. We spend most of our time working with the youth. And I hear it all the time. I don't have any long-term plans to smoke. Well, after 2 or 3 packs, they're hooked. Mm-hmm. And then try to quit. It's really hard. It's hard for kids. It's hard for adults.
Which is why you're here. What is Kick Butts Day all about?
Well, Kick Butts Day is a day where people pledge to themselves that they're going to give it another shot. As I mentioned, a lot of people will quit many times. And the idea is you have to become a little bit educated. First thing, you have to realize it is an addiction in the back of your mind. Yeah, you know that. People that reach for that pack of cigarettes right when they get up, you know, they haven't had a cigarette all night long. Those are the folks that are truly physically addicted. But for some people, it's the habit. You know, the habit's worse than the actual physical part of it. And people get the nicotine out of their system. It takes about 48 hours. But then it's the habit that really causes people a lot of grief. And so the idea is to educate yourself on, first of all, it's not easy to quit. You know that. But have a game plan. It's like anything else. If you have a good plan, you have a better shot at quitting. Do what your doctor says. You know, give it a shot. Most people do quit on their own. But if you need help, there's nicotine replacement, non-prescription options. You can go to your local drugstore. And what that does is for people that are really hooked, it slowly weans them off the physical aspects while they're working on their habit.
This actually started as somewhat of a prevention and more of a youth movement, wasn't
right.
it?
Right. I think the actual day started around 2000, and we would do lots of programs directly in the school, helping teachers present lessons. We actually had a lung that had lung cancer and, you know, kind of scared straight sort of thing with the high school students, and a lot of media work where kids were designing their own radio spots or TV spots. We did quite a bit of that, and the community foundations helped us out with that. Now we have a program called Tobacco Blues, in which kids that are smoking can come to the health department for a smoking cessation type of program, and These kids are really hooked. I mean, it's amazing that, you know, the stories that they tell us, that, you know, they recognize that they're hooked and it's very difficult for them to quit. And, you know, some of them have mixed feelings about it. To be honest, most of them don't want to quit.
Right.
And because the health effects are, you know, they know themselves that that is years away. So we do want to focus on the young people. Smoking really is a kind of a young person's game now, because most adults, by the time they hit 40 and they smoked when they were a kid, they do, are able to quit. They suffer through it, but they're able to quit. So really where we're at now is trying to prevent as many young people to taking up that habit. That's really where the effort is now.
So I guess to kind of put a capper on it for today, it's a day to try and quit, but also try to not start in the first place as well.
Right. That's the message. You know, prevention's always a lot easier to deal with than the treatment side of any health problem.
So if people have questions, yeah. I mean, what's the best thing you encourage them to do?
We do have every Thursday now, we have a smoking cessation class every third Thursday from 5:30 to 6:30, so it's not a long time. So if you try to quit today and you find, hey, I can't do it, give the health department a call. Also, the state has a quit coaching quit line now. That's really nice. It's 1-800-QUIT-NOW, and you give a call and you'll be assigned a coach, and if you're low income, they'll give you some help with nicotine replacement. So there are lots of options for folks out there.
And contact your doctor as well. That's another great way to go.
Yeah, I think doctors, you know, listen to your doctor. You know, your doctors will tell you to quit. In fact, we're working with the medical community here in Marquette for a referral program, because many times, you know, the doctors will say, you know, your lungs aren't looking so high. You need to quit. And the patient says, okay, I'm going to do it. They leave and don't really have options. And so now we're working with the doctors to get those folks right into the class.